Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Cat Named Mo Show. He can smack it up, flip it, rub it down, and the next thing you know, it's oh no, and you find yourself needing a body bag. Why does this sound like the lyrics of some song black people used to freak to in the 80s? Is this cool in the gang? They were 80s, right? The next thing you know, he'll have me reading from R. Kelly songs. He's the one that peed on that girl, right? When are they going to cancel this show?
All I know, yeah, yo.
Welcome back. It's Cat Named Mo Show. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Saturday from 12 to 3. And that's when we'll turn you back over to Drew Garabo Live, the repeat. Speaking of Drew Garabo, I have the main man in here. What's up, SBK?
What's up, Mo? Thanks for having me on your fabulous program. I listen to it every Saturday when I'm in my backyard tending to my tomatoes.
Well, I appreciate that. My tomatoes? Are you growing tomatoes?
At this point in my life, I can only afford to do old man hobbies. I tend to my tomatoes.
Right.
I pet my dog. I give him belly scratches.
Okay. All right.
And I sit around and basically throw rocks at the neighbor's kids.
Sounds like you settled in nicely into your middle age, if you will.
Everything else that I really want to do, I can't anymore. So I've just pretty much poo-poo everything.
Now, do the kids have to do anything to you for you to throw rocks at them?
Make eye contact. That's all it takes. But, you know, I'm excited to meet Becca. I've never met Becca before.
Right.
She's as beautiful as she sounds.
Yes, she is.
Oh, wait a minute. How old are you?
24.
Okay, yes, she's beautiful as she sounds.
You have to ask anymore, right?
And I know Jerrica, but I've never heard her speak. I didn't know she actually could talk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can.
Whoa!
Watch out now.
Okay, and see, you know, I don't want to make the mistake you made of complimenting a 15-year-old. That was, man, what are you going through, Mo? Midlife crisis?
Right? Yeah,
no,
I know.
Because Jerrica's got pictures of people on her Facebook
on
page that
don't
she's calling mama.
They're kind of tricky, you know. Yeah. You never know what's going on. They
Absolutely.
Can either be underage or old as hell.
Now, speaking of kids, I think we both have embarrassing, because the Apple a Day program that Drew took over from Jade.
Right. It's going down right now. I think it's in the party mode. Now, all the presentations have been made.
Which is to say they presented the iPads to the kids.
It's heavy, man.
It's such a
festive and a good thing, but at the same time, you got to take a break because it's just so much going on in that room.
Right.
But that was why I was initially here.
Right.
I was not here to get on the air.
Right.
Like I said, I should be tending to my tomatoes.
To your tomatoes.
But then I saw Eric C. out in the hallway, and we were kind of familiar with each other, but we had never really
talked. Never really hung
so
out
we
for
were
a
talking
minute.
In the hallway and everything, and he's a good dude. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And I wanted to, you know, just come in because the burden that I have of being one of the most talented people on the bone, I have to share that. That is a gift that Allah gave me, so I have to give it to the world or it will run away from me like a camel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I'm just trying to get some of the residual drop off. That's
right.
I'm trying to get.
Peace and blessings upon your show.
Thank you, sir. Now, what did you... This is what I did.
Tell me what you did.
Okay.
oh, my God.
And Roland, did you witness it as well, Eric?
I walked in right at the end of
it. Roland witnessed the entire thing. I'm sitting right where you are. Steve Hurley is where Rebecca is in this chair that Galvin usually occupies doing the morning show. So we had just gone off. I was doing the last half hour with Steve Hurley. He asked me to because I was here.
Right.
So obviously, there a lot of people don't know, there are two doors in the studio. Two doors. One is within eyesight if you're sitting at the console.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're looking to the back of the room, the other one is not visible to you. Like right now, you cannot see that door back there, correct?
I can't see it.
Okay. So we sign off. Steve Hurley signs off, and I had asked Roland and I blame Roland for this because I asked Roland to go down to the performance studio where the Apple a Day program was going on, and give me a bottle of water. That's all I want.
Oh, a bottle of water.
Yeah,
a
bottle
okay.
of water, yeah. I said, you know, pick up a Chick-fil-A sandwich for yourself while you're there. Get yourself something nice.
Very benevolent. Right.
This is interesting.
Yeah. So he goes down and then comes back, but he doesn't have a bottle of water. What he gives me is one of these plastic cups full of water, and that's not what I wanted. No. I wanted a bottle of water.
Right.
I was very specific in my instructions. Yes. So now this goes down while I'm on air with Steve Hurley. So, and I'm just thinking, I can't believe, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe I can say it now, what a pussy that Roland was.
Oh, he was scared to go in there and get the water.
He was scared to go in there and get the water. So I think this. I'm thinking to myself, oh, good Lord, what a pussy. Now, I say this to myself, SBK, to right. myself. Uh-huh. Okay, now Steve Hurley signs off, and then I unplug my headphones, but I keep them on. I unplug them from the console, right. but I keep them on. And I'm looking at Roland. Now, mind you, my back is to that door, and unbeknownst to me, Danielle has walked in with two families with kids.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
And the first thing out of my mouth is, Roland, you pussy.
Oh, no.
And Seth is standing at that door, and I look at his face, and I go, what? And then I turn around.
And this is a Cat Nemo, everybody.
Wow.
I felt so bad. Man.
So you haven't been back down there?
No.
You're so embarrassed you can't even go down there and steal some food.
Listen, that's why
I went to go get you, and that's why I went to go get the second bottle of water.
I go, would you go get me some water and get Kevin while you're down?
Well, now, in your defense, there are signs on the walls that say adult content, adult.
Yeah, but I it doesn't make me feel any better about
now
swearing
I have to look
in
over
front.
My shoulder.
Yeah, right.
Especially since they were, you open the door, it's just a bunch of.
And they were told that they were getting a tour of the entire building. So whether
I should. Yeah.
What did you see, Seth one. Standing there?
Yes, but I mean, you know,
the
you got these are very good headphones.
And there was nobody waving. Oh,
there
my
was
God.
No dude. No, it came out that fast. First thing out of my mouth when I took off to unplug the headphones.
And they clearly heard you.
Listen.
Did they turn around? Did they turn around and run out or whatever?
He'd whisper it.
No, it was a brother, so I think he kind of understood.
Did he laugh? Anybody laugh?
Not really.
I think you just taught him a new word.
Yeah, I went. He's holding the little girl, and I'm like, "Hey, how are you doing?" And nothing. I got iced out.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Now, what did you do?
Oh, I just stood in front of a room of all of the kids and the parents and taking pictures and everything. Man, I had my fly was down the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And I just realized it. I think some.
Well, what made you realize?
I went to the bathroom, and then when I went to the bathroom, I was like, whoa! But luckily, everything was concealed. And there
right.
was
nobody noticed.
No shock and awe
all
today.
All right. Listen. Now, okay, you're going to hang over for a little bit?
Yeah. Well, you got to take a break?
I have to take a break. Let me take a break so we can catch up, because I want to talk Ali. You got some interesting stuff, and I want to know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get to be the first ones to talk about it.
Well, let's do it.
Do you hear that? We're going to talk Ali with SBK when we come back. Why the hell would you go anywhere? It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.